Today is media day for ACC football down in Charlotte, and as I have mentioned, UNC head coach Larry Fedora had some very interesting things to say when it was his turn at the microphone today, defending the sport of football in general, pushing back hard against criticisms of it, but drew quite a bit of criticism of his own for the way he did it. Nicole Auerbach of The Athletic was tweeting out some of the choicest comments. First of all, Fedora dismissed the research, including quite a bit out of UNC itself, that connects football injuries with long-term brain trauma, including CTE. Said Fedora, quoting now, "I don't think it's been proven that the game of football causes CTE. We don't really know that. Are there chances for concussions? Of course, there are collisions, but the game is safer than it's ever been." He kept going. Said Fedora later, quoting again, "Our game is under attack. I fear that the game will be pushed so far from what we know that we won't recognize it 10 years from now. And if it does, our country will go down too." He then came back later after leaving the podium, came back onto the podium to clarify those earlier comments, quoting again from Fedora, "I'm not sure that anything is proven that football itself causes it," referring to CTE there. "Now, we do know from what my understanding is that the repeated blows to the head cause it, so I'm assuming that every sport you have, football included, could be a problem. As long as you have any kind of contact, you could have that. That does not diminish the fact that the game is safer than it's ever been in the history of the game. We continue to tweak the game to try to make it safer." He continues, "We've got Kevin Guskowitz, who is one of the leaders in studying concussions across this country on UNC's campus, so we do so many things in Chapel Hill to make it safer for our players." All of that was Larry Fedora speaking at ACC Media Day earlier this afternoon. And with all of that in mind, it is time now for Stroman on Sports, joined now on the phone by Dr. Debbie Stroman, star athlete in her own right, longtime sports commentator, and the host of If You Only Knew on WCHL, and currently up in New York, just kind of getting back to this story now. And I know, Debbie, you want to talk about why you're in New York, and we'll talk about that too. But first of all, and I know you're just kind of getting this, but thoughts about Larry Fedora at ACC Media Day today?
Well, there's no doubt it's going to bring a lot of attention to UNC football in terms of comments around CTE and brain trauma, brain damage due to the playing of football. I think this is definitely one of those situations where you're hoping that you have a strong communications team, sports information director, just someone who can assist you with this type of commentary. But right now, it's definitely not the time to push back on all the amazing research and scholars who are addressing this topic. Football is dangerous. It is a dangerous sport. Now, whether or not you want to go forward and have your son play, whether or not you want to be a coach in the game and to try and assist in making the conditions better, that is another thing. But it has been stated, and I do believe the research out there, that's not coming from just one biased institution, you know, a top institution that doesn't have football, or a top institution that really does not care for the sport. This is unbiased research. To your point, collisions happen, and certainly within small distances. And to have this consistent pounding, yes, it is a very violent game, and it's a very dangerous game. So I know Coach Fedora, he will sit on his thoughts over the next 24 hours. He will be given counsel. He will be given more talking points. So I would not be surprised to see over the next week more comes out in more detail so that he can definitely land on the side of someone who understands and respects what's going on in terms of having a safe game of football.
So he did come back and walk back those comments. Is was quoting there from pretty much everything that he said there on the podium when he came back. Is that sufficient to kind of address the controversy that came out of the initial comments, or do you think that he is going to have to issue more statements and clarify and walk them back even further down the road?
Well, as North Carolina continues to seek prominence in Division I football, I believe that he will have to say more because this will be used as recruiting fodder to go against UNC football. There are other programs that out there who say, yes, the game is dangerous. It is a very, very tough sport. It's meant for young men who are highly skilled and who are committed to being better. And that's why you should come to our program, because we're going to put everything in place to make sure that you have the best experience possible, in particular in terms of your safety, your nutrition, your strength and conditioning. Why would you go to a program where the head coach is in denial about this? And so that's why it's probably going to be important for him to say more on it. And also, don't be surprised if we start seeing more promotions and publicity about all the wonderful things that are happening at UNC in terms of safety and how we're leading in many areas. But I think this is an opportunity for Coach Fedora to come back and make sure that his brand or his reputation is not one of denial.
So speaking with Dr. Debbie Stroman, and he made all of those comments kind of in the context of a larger issue, or kind of a related but slightly different question about just all of the rule changes that have been kind of hitting the game of football and college football in particular. There's going to be a couple of pretty significant rule changes that we're going to be seeing on the field in 2018. And that was, I think, the impetus for him saying that the game is under attack and 10 years from now it's going to be completely different. The rule changes that are being implemented, a lot of them are being implemented for safety reasons, which was the reason for him to kind of go around and say what he did about CTE. But what is your take on the rule changes that he was responding to? There have been quite a few, and some of them have been pretty significant for college football. All these are these all kind of positive steps in the right direction, or might someone have a point by saying we're changing the rules, we're changing kind of the fundamental nature of the game?
Well, this is where some people would view coach's comments as being very selfish. If the game changes 180 degrees or 360 degrees, if it means the betterment and safety of our young men, then so be it. If it means that the game has to change in the sense that it's not even football anymore, where we're looking at more support around rugby, some of the other sports, well, then so be it. We're talking about a life and death matter. We're talking about lifetime disability. This isn't something where we can joke around and say, oh, the fans won't have as much fun. We won't have as many people in the stands. This is a major medical issue. So I'm happy, as one who grew up loving the game of football, spending holiday dinners around the television. We didn't even sit at the table oftentimes. We got our plate and we got in front of the TV to watch football. But certainly when we're talking about medical health and wellness, you have to put not a pause, you have to put brakes on this and say, this is not right. The other issue, which often comes up whenever we talk about institutions and systems, is racial matters. There is no doubt that football in particular right now is very, very attractive to brown and black young men. And what we're finding is, if we just look at socioeconomic numbers, then families, homes, households that have higher incomes, they are turning away from the game of football. And part of that, is, of course, because they have choice now. And so when you have people with higher incomes, which often means more education, they're making a very strategic, rational decision to say, do I put my son in a condition and the chance that he could actually get hurt for life, as in lifetime brain damage or even death? Or should I choose soccer or lacrosse or rugby or baseball or basketball? And so right now the numbers are going down for youth football, and the NFL, I'm happy to say, is trying to do whatever they can. Well, I'll just say they're working towards making changes in terms of rules, and college has to follow suit. It's that serious.
And sort of following up on that, it keeps striking me that we're having this conversation and we're hearing the comments and then the immediate walk back from Coach Fedora today. And this is all happening in the context of what everyone's talking about on the national and international level this week, which is Donald Trump going to Helsinki and saying, oh, I don't think, I don't have any reason to believe Russia was involved in hacking the election, and then coming back the very next day way and saying, well, what I actually meant to say was exactly the opposite. And everyone sort of pointing to that and saying, you shouldn't have said the first thing in the first place. And the walk back was weak and nobody believes it. So more needs to be said, more needs to be done. And I can't help thinking about this today with Coach Fedora in that context. And kind of with that in mind, when Coach Fedora, assuming he does, comes back out and walks back the comments even further or makes a harder statement, what words do you want to hear him say? And who do you want him to be directing those words to first and foremost?
So there's power in the words no comment. So maybe that should have been his first comment. And then, of course, not to seem like you are not engaged in keeping up with the research. You know, it's very, very common for people to say, you know, based on the research or what I've recently read, or I'd love to refer you to people who are much more knowledgeable in this situation. And then, of course, just say, I care about my players. I care about the state of our game. But first and foremost, the safety of our players comes first. And even though he might have believed differently, which I don't believe, but even if he did not believe those words, it's much more palatable to the fans, to the listening audience. In terms of where do we go from here, I'm pretty sure that the UNC football players will have a sit-down meeting with coaches so the coaches can make sure they feel good about his feelings towards them. And then, of course, they're going to have to handle all the parents' phone calls and communications back and forth with one another about, you know, what did coach really mean. But I'm hopeful that UNC will be very forward-thinking in this matter because, you know, there are naysayers out there. There are people who don't like college football at all. And they're going to use this. They're going to spin this and make Coach Fedora seem like someone who really does, who's clueless and doesn't care about his players.
Yeah, we'll keep following that. Speaking with Dr. Debbie Stroman, again, host of If You Only Knew right here on WCHL. And before we let you go, I know you're up in New York in the Adirondacks for a really cool thing. So want to give you a chance to tell us about it, what's going on.
Absolutely. So hopefully our listening audience knows about Bobby Gersten. He is the oldest living UNC men's basketball player. And a long, long time ago, early 20s, 30s, he and some of his friends started a sports camp for boys called Brant Lake Camp. And it's a wonderful summer camp, residential, for boys over 7 weeks. And more recently, they started a girls' sports camp. Now, they had a dance camp, which continues to go on, but this dance camp was actually founded by another Gersten, a daughter who actually danced with the Alvin Ailey Company. And so with all the interest, all the positivity going on with Brant Lake, they started a sports camp. And so I'm up here being a counselor, providing some lectures, turning back the clock and being 20 years old again. And then I'm really excited because I've also recruited Chris Watts, who used to play on UNC women's basketball team, also a two-time Olympian champion in team handball. So she's with me as well as a camp counselor. So lots of fun keeping the UNC tradition through the Gersten family alive and well here in the Adirondack Mountains.
That's awesome. So where are the students, the campers coming from? Are they mostly New York
they
or all over the place?
They come from all over the country, primarily the New England area, though.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, wish you all the best up there, and thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.